This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Longtime Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner testified today on his own defense in a federal corruption trial. Turner is accused of taking a $1,000 bribe from a Roxbury businessman in exchange for pushing for a liquor license for the man's nightclub. WBUR reporter David Boeri was at the federal courthouse in Boston today, and he heard Turner testify. And David joins us in the studio now to tell us what Turner said. David, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon, Sasha.
Before we get to the fireworks or lack of fireworks in the Turner testimony, let's do a basic recap of this case. So Turner is accused of bribery?
One count of extorting a bribe back on, I think it was August 3rd, 2007. One count and one, and only one count. It's good to remember that his co-defendant at the time, Diane Wilkerson, numerous occasions in which she was recorded taking bribes. She's now pled guilty to that. She'll be sentenced afterwards. The case against Turner, though, was just one count, and then he lied to the FBI agents who came to his office the afternoon that they arrested Diane Wilkerson. So it is a very narrow case, and as we talked about before, the video, the secret video, which purportedly shows him taking the cash, is very vague.
Which aired in the courtroom last week, which you saw.
That's right, and again this week. Yeah, that's right. And as opposed to, of course, the video of Senator Diane Wilkerson infamously stuffing money up her bra. I mean, they had her every six ways to Sunday. But this case is a very thin case. And so the defense certainly thought that they could prevail in this case because they dismissed it.
Briefly, you said Turner lied to the FBI. He lied about what when they came to his house?
You know, this is the classic offense. The FBI comes to your house, ask questions regarding the investigation. Often, if they don't get you on the count they charge you with, they get you for lying to them when they are investigating the case. So there were three counts, basically him saying he didn't know the government's witness, hadn't met him, didn't know anything about it, couldn't remember.
Was proved wrong ultimately.
I'm sorry?
That was proved to be a lie. There's been a will he testify, won't
well,
he
we
testify
have to establish.
Debate.
The jurors will establish, of course, whether he was or wasn't, but the allegation is he told a lie.
And then today he took the stand.
Today he took the stand. And so let's set it up beforehand. His defense, looking at this case, seeing how narrow it is, seeing that it is a very vague video, there are inconsistencies in the government witness's testimony, the fact that he's a paid FBI informant, they gave him $30,000 to give a $1,000 bribe allegedly to Turner and some to Wilkerson. They thought this case was winnable. They had created doubt. Remember, all criminal trials are a conflict between establishing certainty on the prosecution's part and doubt on the defense's part. They thought that the government had failed to prove its case, and they were ready to stop, to say, we rest our case, government hasn't proven theirs. However, Chuck Turner has been insisting on testifying.
So today they showed him the video that showed someone handing him something, and what did he say?
Actually, they didn't have to show it to him. They didn't have to show it to him. But what he said, and this proved the defense attorney's fears, was devastating. Can't remember, don't recall, can't remember, don't recall, can't remembering. And so, unfortunately, well, let's hear Chuck talking about what he went through when he was on the stand.
Yeah.
How are you feeling right now?
How do you think it went?
Good.
A lot of don't remembers, can't recall, don't remembers, can't recall. Is that going to help you with the jurors, sir?
Don't know. I just had to tell the truth.
We don't remember that day with Ron Wilborn.
No.
Didn't remember the day with Ron Wilborn, who was the government's chief witness. So why did he have to testify? Why did he take the stand? And here's sort of the tragedy. Chuck Turner, a member of the Green Rainbow Party, in the most idealistic sense, if you believe his side of the story, thinks that he has a responsibility as a public official to take the stand as a public official and insist on his honor and honesty. That's what he insisted on.
So let's talk about what he says he doesn't remember. So he says there's a video showing me meeting with someone. Is he saying, I don't remember who that someone is?
Yeah, that's right. Here, let me read you a couple of passages. Seeing that tape, this is from the prosecution, seeing that tape doesn't refresh your memory? That day is a big blank to you? Answer, I don't remember. Here again, later on, he says, prosecution. So what is in your hand? What did he put in your hand? I don't know. But something changed. Something is in your hand, isn't it? Isn't it, Mr. Turner? It looked like that, but I can't see it. Looked like that from the tape. He says his only recollection of anything is the recollection of the tape that shows him doing it, that he can't remember ever meeting Ron Wilborn or taking anything.
So he says, the tape shows me meeting with someone, but I don't remember who that is. The tape shows me possibly receiving something, but I don't remember what that is.
That's right. I don't know. I didn't see anything. Did you tell the... Did you feel anything that day either? You didn't feel anything? In other words, was the money changes hands? I can't remember.
So if this is all we got from the testimony, why did he take the stand?
Well, let's go back. This is the tragedy of it. In one sense, if you're Chuck Turner's supporter, he thought he had a responsibility as a public official to set out the truth and to own up to being a public official. Listen to what he says afterwards. Here he is trembling, holding up the Bhagavad Gita, the Buddhist spiritual teaching, saying I had a responsibility to do this. This is what he says.
They've accused me of doing the worst thing that a public official can do. After 46 years of serving the people, I have been accused of being a chief thief. And the only thing I can do is to tell what I know. I will never be innocent in the minds of the public.
So here he is. He's convinced of his innocence. He wants to go on the stand. His defense attorneys tell him not to. And he gets to the stand. And remember, you know, here it is, the prosecution, slashing prosecution. You know, I've heard it said that a good prosecutor could make Mother Teresa look like a streetwalker. And so you get on the stand, like, why can't you remember? You only have a blank when you're trying to remember Ron Turner. You can't do this. Why? You can't look good under that kind of slashing attack. And in this reporter's opinion, he didn't.
Now, he's saying, by the nature of my job, I met with 50 to 60 people a month. They were a constant parade of people. I can't be expected to remember them all.
That's right. Yeah. And he says, you know, he says that Ron Wilburn was not an important person. However, Ron Wilburn, as we know now, these years later, in fact, is an important person because Chuck Turner is facing up to 20 years in prison.
Ron Wilburn is the businessman who became an informant.
Government's chief witness.
Will Chuck Turner be back on the stand tomorrow?
Chuck Turner will be back on the stand tomorrow. The defense will try, the cutmen bring him into the corner, will try and get him ready for the next round. We'll see what happens.
David Boeri, thank you. I'm sure we'll be talking to you more about this.
You're welcome, Sasha.
David Boeri is a reporter for WBUR. He was at the federal courthouse today covering the corruption bribery trial of City Councilor Chuck Turner. Stay with us. We're about to take a break, but shortly we're going to have Governor Deval Patrick here to take your calls and to talk with us about why he thinks you should elect him governor. This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.